So, last question. What to do on Sunday night? The Olympics and this season's Downton Abbey both come to an end at the same time. But at least till next year, Downton Abbey lives on in Downton Abbey Spoofs. Is nothing sacred? Apparently not. We've gathered some of our favorites. There's Downton Arby's, which takes Anna and Mr. Bates to the fast food chain.
I intend to marry you.
And does his lordship know about your intentions?
He does. And he has pledged to gift us with our own Arby's Airport Express.
Oh, Mr. Bates!
The Colbert Report did a mashup of Downton Abbey and Breaking Bad. Called Breaking Abbey, here's Carson the butler and Thomas the valet, played by real actors Jim Carter and Rob James Collier. They get Lord Grantham's meth lab cooking.
It's a shame that in order to save Downton Abbey, Lord Grantham has sunk to brewing the black chamomile crank.
Oh, stop acting so high and mighty, Mr. Carson. The village tea tweakers can't get enough of his lordship's Earl Blue. Apparently, they think it's the shizzle nizzle.
And this season, Downton Abbey introduced American jazz singer Jack Ross, an African-American, who becomes Lily White Cousin Rose's forbidden love interest. But did you know that rapper Sean Diddy Combs was really the first black character in the series, or so he says? In his spoof, he appears as Lord Wilcott, inserting himself in many scenes, including this one, in which he responds as the gay valet Thomas flirts with him, placing a hand on his cheek.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry,
God, sir. Have you lost yourself, man? I can't love you. Not when I love Sybil and Mary and Miss Patmore and the Dowager Countess and a couple of the maids. How could I have room for you? Hold on. Just put your hand on my face one more time. Okay, that's enough. I think I have room for you. I love you, Thomas. I'm Lord Wilcott. And I love everybody.
By the way, Downton writer Julian Fellowes and the cast say that's their favorite. They obviously did not hear the Here and Now Players version. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile,
did I make the most of loving you?
Did you know you can sing to the theme? Lyrics were written by Don Black, who wrote the Oscar-winning song Born Free. Here is Mary Jess singing his lyrics to I'll Make the Most of Loving You.
Did I give you all my heart could give to unlived lives with lives to live?
I'm not sure how I feel about this, Jeremy. I can think of as Born Free. But anyway, what are some of us going to do on Sunday night? The competition between the closing ceremonies and Downton Abbey's closing curtain.
You know, you're leaving out what I'm going to be doing, which is watching House of Cards. So
oh, right.
I want to throw in a third one there.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art. New shows on view now by artists William Kentridge and Nick Cave, ICABoston.org.